Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slackers Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, October 13th, 2022. And I got it's a special occasion, man. It's something I've been going through for like the last couple of years. I wanted to share with y'all, because I know there's somebody else out there that's struggling and, you know, trying to hold it down and maintain. And I know it's rough out there. So, you know what I do here on the Slackers Talk. I just want to educate, you know, let y'all know that I'm human too. We all go through things and, you know, we can go through it together. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, thanks for rocking with me. Y'all know what it is. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. If you're new, this is your first time listening to the show, I'm on all your favorite platforms. Please hit the subscribe button or follow. Take the Slackers Talk, you know, with you wherever you go. If you're working out, going to work, listen to the Slackers Talk on the way. And thank you for your continued support of the Vision Live Network. So before I start today's episode, let's get into some good news. My New York Jets now have a record of 3-2. That's right, man. We're moving up in the ranks. NFL, we put the NFL on notice. I got one of the youngest teams in the league, and we doing the damn thing right now. You know what I mean? I got a young quarterback, second game back. It's not a superstar yet, but just not, you know, doing no turnovers. That's all I can ask. Like, middle of the pack right now. If we get middle of the pack quarterback play, along with all the youngsters that we got going on, we should definitely, like, be in contention to make the playoffs. But as always, in the sports world, you know, we can't have everything we want. My Mets got eliminated over the weekend. We won 100 games this year, and we out the first round. It's unfortunate, man, but I'm happy about it. We got an owner who's willing to spend money. He's a billionaire, so I know we'd be back. And, like, this is just the beginning. Like, each year, I really expect us to be, you know, competing for that championship. You know what I'm saying? We got an owner in New York right now. One of the things that I'm always most proud of is my Vision for Kids organization. I want to give a shout out to my man Rasheen. He got a birthday coming up Saturday. He's actually one of the alumni of Vision for Kids. You know what I'm saying? We watched him grow since he was young, and we proud of him, man. Just working, doing his thing, positive, you know, always doing the right thing. And we just want to give him a shout out, man. Happy birthday. Make sure you enjoy your day. And I forgot, you know what I mean? There's a lot going on right now. You know, he's also having a baby next month, man. Double congratulations. You know what I mean? That's always a positive thing. Vision for Kids is getting ready to have a new member next month. We always welcome that. We always expanding, you know. Not sure if it's a boy or girl. If it's a boy, they'll definitely be on Dream Elite. I got a team coming on in 5 years. You know what I'm saying? We keeping this thing going for years. You know what I mean? We going to keep it going. So, I mean, we always expanding, baby. That's what it's about. And if it's a girl, man, I always wanted to start a girl basketball team. That's something I ain't venture off into yet. She could be the first one, you know. Vision for Kids is nothing but opportunities. You know, we always looking for new ideas, always we innovative. We always starting something new. And the girl basketball team, if, you know, she don't want to play sports, maybe cheerlead, sky's the limit. You know, sky's the limit. But shout out to Rasheen. And on one piece of news before we wrap up the news segment of the show and we finally get into our episode. Y'all know, man, I'm a movie fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a film producer. So I got to drop this on you, man. Tomorrow, October 14th, man, check out Halloween Ends. You know what I'm saying? My man Michael Myers. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I'm an 80s baby. This is classic, man. You know, Michael Myers. I grew up on Mike, Jason, Freddy, and Chucky. You know what I'm saying? Those are the main four, man. Those are the main four right there, baby. Classic. They kind of presenting this one like it's going to be the last one. Spoiler alert for all y'all that's going to see it. I haven't seen it yet, so you know I don't know if I'm gonna make it tomorrow, man, but I'm gonna check it out eventually. But you know, I don't know this for sure, but I don't think this is gonna be the last one. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was another one that came out last year, and they were kind of like presenting that like as if it was gonna be the last one. You know what I'm saying? Plus, it's like, it's Michael Myers, man. You can't end that. You know what I'm saying? That's classic, man. Michael Myers lived forever. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I can go on and on about this. It's supposed to be, if you saw Freddy versus Jason, it was supposed to be a part two with Michael Myers in it. And that never happened because there was some kind of strike in Hollywood or something like that. But check the movie out. It's classic. Michael Myers, it's not going to be the last one. They can't kill Mike. But check that out. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Now that we finished the news portion of it, let's get right into today's episode. On today's show, you know, I wanted to talk to y'all about something personal. You know, I wanted to share a personal story, you know what I'm saying, about something that's going on, you know, with my father. And, you know, some of the things that I go through as it pertains to my father and stuff like that. And it's not a good situation, but at the same time, you know, I don't want it to be a sad story. You know what I'm saying? Like I always do here on the Slackers Talk, man, I use these opportunities to teach, you know what I'm saying? To teach people that's younger, to help anybody that may be going through the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully I could just like share some information with you just in case, you know, you come across this or you may know somebody that come across it. It might be helpful to you. So it's not a sad story, but it's a teaching moment. Now, you know, we a couple of episodes in on the Slackers Talk, man. We've been rocking for almost 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Ever since 2021, you know what I'm saying? It'd be 23 before you know it. And I may did a couple of episodes where I mentioned this, you know what I'm saying? I'm a person that I have been taking care of my parents since day one, you know what I'm saying? My father was 43 when I was born, and my mother was 41. My mother passed away in 93 when I was 11 years old. And, you know, she was on dialysis. So what ended up happening was, you know, I grew up quick. You know what I'm saying? I was the guy that always watched her back. You know what I'm saying? I would change her dialysis bags whenever she needed them. And whatever she needed, pretty much, I was right there. You know what I'm saying? That was my first job. And I didn't know it at the time because I was young. But what a lot of older people do when they teach, you know, their kids or teach somebody younger than them, it's also helping them prepare for the future. And I didn't know it at the time, but that's exactly what my mother was doing. And helping her out and being responsible for her medicine and stuff like that, she understood that, you know, there was a big age gap between, you know, her and my father and me. You know what I'm saying? There was a big age gap. So she knew most likely that there was going to come a day that I'll have to do the same and take care of my father. And now that I have grown up and become an adult, I realized that she was preparing me for this. She was getting me ready. So when the time came, you know, this was like nothing new. You know, this is something that I already had been through early on. And I want to thank her for that. Now, as it pertains to my father, you know, my father has been, you know, legally blind since 2007. And also, you know, back in 2020, he suffered a stroke. So, you know, on top of, you know, not being able to see, he doesn't, you know, he's not able to walk under his own power. He has to have a walker or a wheelchair and things of that nature. And, you know, it's rough, but I get through it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've been working with my moms, you know, all those years. So, it's, you know, nothing new. You know, I don't take it as it being sad. I take it as, you know, it's a challenge. You know what I'm saying? It's an opportunity for me to get better. You know what I mean? If I can take care of myself and somebody else, when I'm faced with a challenge, it should be nothing to me. You know, I always take the positive out of stuff. Always, man. There's always a positive message out of everything. Believe it or not, it could be the worst case. You know what I mean? You could be stuck in the worst situation you think you could ever be in. But there's something positive to be learned out of it. Most definitely. But back in 2020, you know, he had a stroke. And here it is, you know, 2 years later, he's getting to a point where, you know, he's developing dementia, you know, or, you know, some say Alzheimer's, you know, where, you know, he's forgetting things, you know, he's just coming out of blue, saying, you know, saying different things. He's telling people to do something, and, you know, when you do it, he may curse you out, you know, that kind of thing. Not all the time, you know, not knowing what time of day it is, not knowing what day it is, what date, what month, the year it is, you know, all the signs of, you know, dementia, right? Now, for me, it was kind of tricky. You know, I can't say that this literally came out of nowhere, because there were signs before, but it kind of came out of nowhere, but it didn't. And let me explain. For some time now, you know, there was always, you know, little hints here and there. You know, there was always like little things he would do that would make me think that, you know, things were heading in that direction. But then the day after that, you know, he would kind of go back to normal. He wouldn't have no incidents. You know what I'm saying? Nothing said or nothing done that's out the way. It would actually be like maybe 2 or 3 days without any incidents after that. And then, you know, it'd be another hint here, and then some time will go by with nothing being done, you know, nothing happening, and then maybe again. So maybe part of me was like in denial at first, but I used to chalk it up to maybe he was just getting tired. You know, I would like to tell myself, like, whenever he gets tired, these are when these, you know, type of things happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, he always drop a hint when he's tired, and then when he goes to sleep the next day, everything is okay. But then, I could say maybe like within the last 2 weeks, that's when things have started to become consistent. That's when the every once in a while hints started to become every day, you know. And then there was in particular incident that happened, as far as like, you know, I was talking about the weather outside, and, you know, we was just having a regular conversation. You know, we was inside the house, and we were talking about, you know, the weather, because it was hot, and, you know, he was saying that he was cold. So, you know, I told him that, you know, it was about 70, 75 degrees outside, you know, and the sun was out. And after I said that, that's when, you know, he told me that he knew what the weather was like, and he said he could see the sun. And then after he said he could see the sun, he told me, it's right there, you know, look up at it. And the problem was, we was inside the house. So, you know, he was actually pointing up to the ceiling. You know, there was you know, no sun that could have been seen. So, you know, a situation like that, you know, when you finally realize, like, it's really a thing and it's becoming consistent, most people would probably, like, break down and, you know, start crying. And if you're one of those people, it's definitely, like, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. You know what I'm saying? If, hey, you know what I mean? If something bothers you, hey, you know, let it out. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, hold it in and, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're ashamed, go somewhere in private and do it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, trust me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has something that they can't handle. But for most people, you know, they would have broke down. For me, what I did was I went outside. You know, I started, like, just doing some work outside. And I'm not a religious person, but I had a conversation with God. And what I did was, you know, I see this a lot. You know what I'm saying? And maybe it's my movie background. I see this in movies and stuff like that. But when somebody passes away or when something negative happens and a person can't handle it, they kind of go into, like, questioning God. They ask him why, and then, you know, they get frustrated and, you know, leads to cursing and they be banging on chairs, doing stuff and things of that nature. You know what I mean? I see that a lot. And I can't tell another person how to react when they go through something. But for me, I could just, only thing I could do is just share, like, what's beneficial to me. And then I could let you take it from there. But what I found out is I think that's the wrong way of going about it. Because one, you know, and it's a cold fact, it's a harsh reality that you do all that stuff, it's still not gonna really change the situation. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's not gonna change the situation. You know what I mean? It's not the answer. So what I found to be helpful though is the not question them, not get frustrated, but like look at the situation. You know, analyze the situation. You know what I mean? Like, go to them and just thank them, man. You know what I'm saying? Like thank God. Like, tell them, you know what I mean? I told them, you know, thanks, man. If this is the end of me, like, being able to have a conversation with my father, then I appreciate the 41 years that, you know what I'm saying, you gave me the opportunity to have those conversations with him. You know what I'm saying? Because some people, like, never met their father before. Some people don't know who their father is. Some people haven't seen their father in, I don't know, 5 years. Some people 10, some people 20. Some people don't know if their father dead or alive. You know, it's all kind of different cases and situations out there. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, I thank them for the 41 years that I was given to have opportunity to have these conversations with them. You know what I'm saying? I thank them for everything, man. I thank them for this opportunity. Because if you could deal with this and still maintain, you know what I mean, still take care of your responsibilities, still handle your business, still, you know, represent your companies, your brands, and all that good stuff. If you can still go through this and do all that, then it only makes you stronger. You know what I'm saying? I look at the end result. Like, this is going to make me stronger, man. You know what I'm saying? If you could deal with and take care of another person, then you go be that much stronger when you just have to take care of you. You know what I mean? It's always like a silver lining to it. It's always. You know what I'm saying? It's always. In order for you to get to where you want to go in life, you got to be battle tested. You know what I'm saying? It's a harsh reality, but you have to go through something. In order for you to be able to learn from something. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. You can't learn anything if you have never been through nothing. Like, man, like, let me tell you, man, there's so many stories, man. So, like, you know, on the Slackers Talk podcast, man, you know, I'm a man that wears many hats. You know what I'm saying? I got the vision for kids. I got the management. Of course, obviously, we doing the podcast. Slackers Talk is here, you know. Got the Vision Live Network, you know, the movies. And I just do a little bit of everything as far as, like, entertainment, clothing. Just me, between me and my partners, man, we dabble in everything, right? But one thing I have never been in my entire life, well, two things I can say that I've never been, and two things I've never knew how to do. One of them is cooking, and the other is like being a handyman, like as far as like fixing air conditioners or patching up holes in the wall, like building decks. Like, I just never was that guy. You know what I'm saying? I never was. Not only do I not know how to fix things, but I was so out of tune with that I didn't know how to explain it to people. You know, when it's time to, you know, bring somebody in, to hire somebody who could do it, I didn't even really know, like, how to explain to them, like, what was needed for them to do the job, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just, that just wasn't my thing. Like, man, like, dealing with my father, man, I gotta laugh, man. Like, when I tell you, like, you know how you may start a job and they start you off light. You know what I'm saying? When you're a rookie, they put, you know, I might put a little bit on your plate, and then as you grow older and you get more comfortable, I might expand your role. Your role gets larger and larger, you know what I'm saying? As you learn the system, as you get more comfortable in the league and all that kind of stuff. When I tell you, man, like, there was no starting off light period for me, man. Like, I was going into the fire from day one. I'm talking about, like, I could imagine, like, man, like, somebody who's a handyman, you got to start out at, I don't know, like, maybe putting a little mailbox together or something like that. When I tell you, like, throwing into the fire, I'm talking about throwing into the fire. I'm talking about fixing holes in the wall, the floor, locating parts in the AC unit, dealing with parts in the water heater, roofing, every, like, electricity. I'm talking about, like, changing outlets. I'm talking about every big maintenance job that you could imagine. You know what I'm saying? I have either learned how to do it myself dealing with my father, or I have learned the parts to be able to describe them to the person that I have to hire to do it. You know what I mean? So it's just like, man, you know, I'm almost to a point now where I feel like I can get anything done. You know what I'm saying? And that's thanks to him. You know what I'm saying? That's all thanks to my father. You know what I'm saying? Now, in the beginning, right? In the very beginning, like when the very first thing happened and I didn't know this stuff, you knew what my reaction was. I was like, oh, you know, damn. I don't know how to fix no floor, man. I don't know how to do that. How I'm going to do that, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was lost. But then I got better. I got used to it. I got better. You know what I'm saying? Now it's to a point where, okay, this ain't working. Okay, I know where that's at. I know what part I need for that. I know a guy that could do that. You know what I'm saying? And it's all because of my father, man. So, like, it probably be tough to you in the beginning, man, but it's a silver lining, man. It's going to make you better. You might not see it, you might not think so in the beginning, but it's going to make you a better person. And, you know, like I said, it's not a sad story. He's still living. You know what I'm saying? He's not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? He's still living. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to hold you long on this episode, man, but it's one more thing that I want to hit home, you know what I'm saying, before, you know, we wrap things up. It's one more thing that I want to wrap up. I want to make sure that y'all know this. Well, actually, two things. The first being, when they say, when you hear people say that time goes fast, believe them. You know what I'm saying? Because it does. When they say, you know, don't take your time and life for granted, like, believe them. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know. You know what I mean? You never know what would have hit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, this thing becoming consistent, it was like all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? Because he had incidents here and there, but the consistency was like all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? So don't take nothing for granted. Like, be thankful for the positive stuff, man. Like, think of the positive stuff. And, like, last but not least, you know what I mean? Make sure that whatever happens, and, like, this is the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? This is definitely the most important. Like, when it comes to, like, parents or, you know, dealing with other people, make sure you take care of the stuff that you can control. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you just worry about the stuff that you can control. Like, for example, like, if something was to happen to my father today or tomorrow, of course you're going to be sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you lost a parent. There's nobody that's go out there that's going to take that as good news. You know what I'm saying? It's just not possible. So, of course, you're going to be down about that. No doubt about it. But the silver lining, you know what I mean? I'm using the word again. Silver lining. There's a positive side to it. If that was to happen, and it could be your father, it could be your mother, it could be a sister, it could be a business partner, you know what I'm saying? Whoever it is that's close to you and dear to you, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be one specific label, you know what I'm saying? Or one person, you know what I mean? It could be male or female, mother, father, cousin, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's not tied to one thing. But make sure you do your part. You know what I'm saying? And what that consists of, after the person, you know, may be no longer here anymore, make sure that you can look yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I did my job. I did what I was supposed to do as a friend. I did what I was supposed to do as a son, as a mother, as a brother, as a business partner. Yeah, I was there for that person. You know what I'm saying? I took care of that person. You know what I mean? Regardless of what, you know, that person, I gave them their flowers while they was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to make sure that you don't have no regrets. You want to make sure that you don't be able to say, I wish I did this, or I wish I could have did that. You know what I'm saying? You laid it all on the line while that person was there. And I'm able to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I hang my hat on. I'm able to do that. You know what I'm saying? I do my job every day. And I got to say, you know what I mean? I do a good job at it. I always tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely, like, you know, big up yourself. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself props, too, whenever you could. Don't wait on other people to do it. You know what I mean? But just do the stuff that you can control, man. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your responsibilities. Take care of what you're supposed to do. And keep those brands moving, man. Take care and maintain the business. You know what I mean? Not a sad story, y'all. Not a sad story. This is a moment of teaching and a moment to give everybody opportunity to prepare. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's about. Now, me, if I could do all this, you know, have the Slackers Talk each and every week, maintain my all my other businesses and stuff like that, have partners and responsibility and all the people that I'm in charge of and manage, if I could still do this along with what I'm going to do, just imagine what the Slackers Talk podcast is going to be like in 5 years. Just imagine it, y'all. This has been the Slackers Talk podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, thanks for rocking with me. We're just going to continue rocking out each and every week. We're going to continue to build and get stronger. And oh yeah, man, we'll be back again to talk next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk podcast, a aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.